Anderson.
In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Oh, yes. So we are back on a Monday afternoon. Time to talk movies and more. As Alan Adams joins us here in studio, happy Monday to you, Al.
And to you as well, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You had quite a busy weekend. Have you dried out yet from your time in the dunk tank at the Bangor State Fair?
Yeah, no, it was super fun. Our good friend Brad LaBrie is the director of marketing over there and at the Cross Center, and they're sort of steering the ship as far as the State Fair is concerned these days. Brad reached out looking for volunteers for the dunk tank, all money raised going to the animal orphanage there in Old Town. As he said to me, he's like, it's puppies and kitties, it's your kryptonite, and he's not wrong. So I went in yesterday afternoon for about half an hour, mid-afternoon, raised some money, got dunked by friends and family alike.
Well, yes, I was walking in the morning and walked by our friends the Prebles, and young Emma said, we're going to a fair. And Jen said, yes, we're going to dunk Uncle Alan.
Yes, and dunk me she did. Easily a highlight for me. But yeah, no, it was really fun, and again, for obviously for a good cause. I don't remember the last time I went to the fair, so it was kind of fun to just sort of walk around a little bit.
Nice.
And just check the joint out.
That's nice. Awesome. Well, what else did you do over the weekend?
What else did I do? I tell you what, I watched a bunch of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Which was we're an Olympics household. Like we're pretty big fans. And we've got the Peacock and all that stuff, so we can watch whatever we want to watch whenever we want to watch it, which is nice. But yeah, I don't know. Like I love the pageantry of it. I understand the pageantry of it.
Which apparently not a lot of people do.
Unlike many people.
Yeah.
It's fun to get out there and just watch and enjoy. But yeah, other than that, didn't really get out a whole lot. You know, did the standard stuff. Did
we had an improv show Friday night.
We had a show Friday night, which was super fun. Hit the farmer's market this weekend.
Nice,
really living that life. You know what I mean?
Did you get to see some movies?
I just saw the one.
Was it the one that most of America saw?
It's the one that literally everyone else saw.
Man, what a weekend.
Well, it's so funny. I think everyone kind of anticipated that that Deadpool and Wolverine was going to be a big open. Like that, we all kind of understood, you know, it's a character that people enjoy. It's been a minute. There's the nostalgia factor of bringing Hugh Jackman back into the fold. It's also the first sort of the first entry in the Deadpool franchise since Fox was acquired by Marvel. And so there's all these sort of factors building into it. But I don't think anyone anticipated this number. I think, what did I see? It was 211 million domestically, 440 something worldwide for the opening weekend.
Man.
And it's the highest, the largest R-rated opening of all time, the sixth highest any opening, and again, you're not taking inflation into account,
right.
But in terms of just raw numbers, sixth biggest opening weekend of all time, and just all kinds of records. One thing that I saw that kind of floored me, this is the, I think it was the 30th. The 30th consecutive Marvel Cinematic Universe movie to open at number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good streak.
Those folks are, you know, and it's one of those things where I think a lot of people were viewing it as kind of running out of steam. And then something like this pops up. And again, perhaps one hopes the lessons, they're learning the right lessons from this. Because here's the thing. This is the only MCU offering in theaters this year, you know, and so
you're saying less is more. Perhaps?
People are getting the opportunity to actually get excited about stuff and engage, and not feel like, you know, you've got, you know, three movies and four television shows that you gotta watch in order to keep up. So, all that being said, look, I was always going to be here for this movie. As someone who has begrudgingly come around on Ryan Reynolds, at least in this particular case, and someone who loved Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, like, okay, you're bringing these two together, you know, Jackman in the MCU, you know, Reynolds in the MCU. This is going to be fun. What I didn't anticipate was, like you'd heard rumblings. It's like, oh, you know, they're going to be a little cheeky with regard to like Marvel and all that stuff. I was not prepared for how hard they were going to go. like some real, like the borderline savage hits at their business daddy, which again, like, I approve of wholeheartedly. Like, that's, you know, if you're going to make some jokes, like, let's make some jokes. Let's do it. You might notice at this point, I've usually entered into like some sort of plot synopsis at this point when we talk about movies. Yeah. We're not really going to do much of that today, because yes, there is a plot of sorts, like there, you know, but it's a lot of multiversal stuff.
Right. People didn't show up for the plot.
Right. No one. And it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like it's fine. Like it's not like it's overly convoluted or confusing, which is something that you've kind of seen more of in recent MCU offerings, just because it's so sprawling at this point. But it was, the focus was very much on the action, the jokes, and the relationships. And like, that's not a bad way to go.
No.
You know, especially when you've got two really charismatic leading men who like clearly enjoy one another. And so, you know, that dynamic was just really, really compelling to watch. Like, just real quick, like, basically, you know, our man Deadpool gets recruited by the Time Variance Authority. Look it up. It's the people who basically like monitor the timelines, specifically by a guy named Mr. Paradox, played delightfully, by the way, by I just want to call him Tom from Succession, but Matthew McFadden. He's great. Some phenomenal supporting turns in this movie. But anyway, he gets recruited because he has to, he's supposed to become like some sort of like timeline warrior, but he wants to save his own timeline, and he can only do that if he recruits Wolverine. But the Wolverine in his universe is dead, so he has to go find another one. He does that. Spoiler alert, I guess. And then you know, the hijinks ensue with a lot of some universe hopping, and then battling some baddies in the void, and and then, well, because we are operating multiversally, the cameos, Rich.
Oh,
cameos. It. Like good stuff. Like some deep cuts, some surprising cuts, and first of all, I'm unashamedly a fanboy, and I really enjoy the opportunity to watch these movies surrounded by other fanboys. Because of the visceral almost reactions. And when you have a movie like this that is not only that not only has like cameos and Easter eggs, but is essentially like structured around them, like it's all about the references and the jokes and all that stuff. And so, like, you know, there are big bold sort of bits and a lot of really small things. And there's a part of me that takes a twisted sort of pride when I'm in this room full of fanboys and I'm the only one laughing at a joke. I'm like, really? Like, I'm the only one here who gets this? Like, this is hilarious. You people should really understand. But again, I'm old. I've been reading comic books for like 40 years, you know, so I get it. You know, these kids, they don't necessarily understand.
but can still appreciate it if they're not quite as well versed in the universe.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we talked, like, it's in some ways the MCU has become like kind of homework. This movie doesn't really have that. Like, I mean, there are like nods to previous like bits, but again, when you're doing a movie that is in many ways, it's not plotless, but it's but you know, it's certainly not plot forward.
Right.
You're able to enjoy like the action sequences and the naughty, you know, comments and the jokes and the sheer joy that everyone involved seems to be taking from being the MCU's first real hard R entry is pretty delightful. I'm not there with a counter. There are a lot of F-bombs in this movie, Rich. Like a lot. And some weird sex jokes and like all the like. I'm just gonna say this to all the folks out there listening. Maybe you have kids. You have kids who like Marvel movies, like superhero movies, you know, have been able to handle some of the more intense entries in the franchise. I'm going to tell you right now, do not take your children to this movie. Do not do it for any number of reasons. Like graphic violence, sure. Graphic sexuality, sure. Graphic language, you know, it's like, some of any of those things, you know, a certain type of kid can handle that.
Right.
But it's a lot of all of it. and so this is very much, well, like I said, this is a movie that earned its R rating.
Yeah.
In a way that, but I mean, that's part of the joy of it, right?
Right. Like, and I figure, you know, it gives guys like Jackman and Reynolds so much freedom.
Right, right. Well, and it's like, and they get to sort of embrace the ethos of these characters in ways that, you know, previous installments, certainly on Jackman's side, have kind of neutered them a little bit. You know, it's, you can lean into the sort of the baseness of these characters in a way that you just couldn't before. And so bringing them together and having like the, and again, like it's like these guys, like everyone knows what movie they're making. There are points when they tell you, like they turn to the camera and tell you that they know what kind of movie they're making, which you know, I'm a huge fan of fourth wall breaking if it's done well and if it's appropriate within the context of what's being shown. And it's like Sean Levy, who's the director of this film, masterful. You know, and you have someone like Ryan Reynolds who That smugness really just plays so well when you're just like, when it's someone just like winking at the camera.
Well, and I think, you know, the first Deadpool, that was when I began to change my opinion of him, because I thought, wow, this is not the Ryan Reynolds that I have not liked so much.
Same for me. Although we actually have a couple of moments where we get a little bit of that Ryan Reynolds too over the course of this movie. It's just, it's so good. It's so funny. I think the perfect way to sort of describe it is, Sheridan is not nearly she's certainly not the comic book connoisseur that I am. And she's seen most of the movies and, you know, maybe not as much of the TV stuff, but like she's seen some of it. And, you know, I know that there were references that just didn't click for her necessarily. Didn't matter. Like, she had a good time. You will have a good time regardless of your level of knowledge. Like, I mean, granted, like if like coming in blind with no knowledge of these characters or anything like that, that's probably tough, just because of how referential and self-referential these films can be. But if you have even a baseline idea of the fundamental characters that we're dealing with here, you are going to have a good time. I had a very good time, and I'm gonna put this out there. Perhaps one of my favorite parts was when they put the team together. That's all I'm going to say. But they put the team together, and it involves some surprising but familiar faces. It's well made. I'm not at all shocked that it did well. I'm a little surprised it did this well, me and probably everybody else. But it's just, I'm not going to go so far as to say it's like, oh yeah, superhero movies are back. This is a perfect storm.
Okay, so I saw a couple people today asking the question, Did this movie save Marvel?
I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt, but the truth is, it's like, you know, they just did their Comic-Con thing and made some announcements, made some surprising choices that we'll see how it works. Like, I love Robert Downey Jr. as much as the next guy. Bringing him back, I don't know if that's the right move, but, you know, that's way above my pay grade. Mm. And, you know, for the most part, you know, Kevin Feige spent the last 20 years kind of making all this work. So if he thinks it's going to work, maybe it's going to work. I don't know. But, one hopes that they recognize that perhaps the market had become a little saturated. And so maybe dialing back a little bit of that production. I think they've already started to do that some on the TV side. If they can do that in a reasonable manner on the movie side, I think, I don't think superhero movies are going anywhere.
Right.
But I don't, I wouldn't be at all surprised if, you know, 10 years from now, like, superhero movies are like, well, any other like popular genre of movie that became less pop, like they're basically 21st century Westerns anyway, except everyone is wearing spandex and can shoot lasers and stuff. But I mean, the fundamental, like, good, bad, white hat, black hat is kind of the same. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. But all I could say is I went and saw this on Saturday afternoon, and it's been a minute since I felt this way, but I might go back and see it again.
Good crowd at the theater?
Packed.
Oh, love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Packed. We actually had to sit. We had to sit in the second row because, and this is like, you know, Saturday morning. We're like, oh, we'll buy tickets for one of the afternoon shows ahead of time. And it was just like the seats we usually like to grab, all gone.
Wow.
Like Saturday, Sunday, like all gone.
That's
so
great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like we're hardly alone in being excited about this movie. One hopes that the excitement carries forward. I'm guessing we're going to see a pretty precipitous drop. But I mean, when you start this high, like,
right.
That's just how it works.
Go. Yeah.
But I'm guessing that, when it's all said and done, this movie's probably going to be the biggest box office, of the year. Like, I mean, that seems like a safe prediction to make right now. I don't see anything coming down the road that really has the juice to unseat it. I could be wrong, but...
And, you know, when the question of whether movies are back, this is the kind of movie that you want to go see in a theater. Yeah, eventually it's going to be on video, but, you know, some movies it may not matter as much, but a movie like this, you want to be in that packed theater with the big screen and the loudspeakers and a whole bunch of people who are as excited as you to be there.
Yeah, there's a shared experience aspect to it, for sure. One that I think makes a big difference experientially. Like, there's something to be said for, like, being around other people who get it.
Mm.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with watching movies at home. I love, and especially as technology has created better viewing experiences at home. But there's a communal aspect to it,
yeah,
that I think is lost at home. And for movies like this, event type movies, that's pretty exciting to be able to get in there. And I don't know, between this one and, like, you know, Inside Out 2 keeps rolling along. Mm-hmm. What did I see? Like, it's been out for like a month and a half, and it's still
top five.
Yeah, yeah, still top five at the box office, which is staggering. You know, that ridiculous Minions movie came out. That you know, people love Minions. I don't get it, but you know what? I don't. It's not for me.
Right.
So it'll be fun to see if some of the more, I was going to say grown up, Deadpool and Wolverine is definitely grown up, but. Let's say more sophisticated fare,
right?
Continues to find an audience, you know, here at the box office. We'll see. August is usually pretty bleak, but it looks like there might be some good ones on the horizon. So we'll have to just see how it plays out. But I'm not saying movies are back, but they're a lot closer than they were, you know, 3 months ago.
Love it. Thank you, Alan.
My pleasure.
Alan Adams talking movies with us here on Pass the Popcorn on Downtown.